to the Dallas Cowboys, whose players are lean and mean. And this season is one more reason we're still America's team.
10-17, 105.3 The Fan, Elf with Friends, we roll on. It's DJ, it's Roy White, it's my man Desmond Purnell. He's hanging out with us today from 10 to 2. Coming up at 10:45, we'll get a nibble, get a nosh with our friend Josh. We'll do that at 10:45. But in studio with us, it's not one, not two, but three gentlemen we'd like to introduce to you. Number one is the director, Johnny Mars of America's Parking Lot. Hello, Johnny, how are you?
Great, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, if you're looking at this from left to right, that's Johnny. Why don't you introduce the two gentlemen to your left?
Well, immediately next to me, I have Stan Tiger Schultz.
Howdy, everybody.
And then right next to him is Cy Ditmore.
Good morning.
So it's Tiger and Cy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Fantastic.
Most
now,
of the time.
Why don't we kind of set this up in terms of who got the inspiration and how did this all get started? America's Parking Lot is, we're not talking about just any parking lot. This is Dallas Cowboy Parking Lot. Go back to Texas Stadium, Gate 6. This is where it all started.
Yeah, the film itself begins in 2007, and I literally went out to a game on a bet. I've always said that, you know, it's easier to watch the NFL on TV than it is live. You can actually see the plays better, you know. And I was never able to afford amazing seats, you know. So I had a bet for a long time with friends, and one of them in particular said, look, man, you're just not doing it right. And I said, well, how do we do that? And he said, well, you need to go 3 hours early, and you need to tailgate. And I said, all right, let's do it. So he took me out there, and I saw these great traditions, and one of them was the Gate 6 tailgaters, which are two of these gentlemen sitting right next to me. And I got to see this thing is hundreds of guys out, you know, hundreds of fans out at Gate 6, and Cy's feeding the masses from his trailer, great food, plenty of adult beverages, as he likes to say. And Tiger does this amazing pep rally, which you heard as we came into the show, you heard a snippet from 15 minutes before the game. He does this great pep rally and gets the you know, hundreds of fans excited. And we all run in there and, you know, cheer the team on. And I saw this thing in 2006 and I was blown away by it. And I knew that the stadium was going to be imploded. And I felt like this thing had to be documented. Like, we had to know what this was. And I went up to them and said, hey, can I bring some cameras back? And they said, do we have to change anything? And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, that's great.
5 years later, we have a movie.
Johnny Mars, director of America's Parking Lot. It's Elf and Friends. It's Tiger and Cy. Now, let's start with Tiger first. Tell me a little bit about, I guess, when did you first get into tailgating? I mean, was it from day one at the Cotton Bowl or just always at Texas Stadium?
I grew up, I was born in 1960. I like to tell people the same year as the Cowboys, so born the same year. And I was a Cowboy fan from day one. My dad had season tickets in the Cotton Bowl from the early 60s. So, you know, all my youth was spent looking forward to Sunday where I could go watch, you know, Bob Hayes and Don Meredith and Bob Lilly play at the Cotton Bowl. There was nothing better than that. So, and then, you know, you were born a Cowboy fan. The tailgating part didn't really start till later. You know, in the mid-80s, started going out there, and the Cowboys weren't all that great there in the mid to late 80s. But so we were out there, and it just kind of grew from there. Over the next 25 years, the thing kind of took on a life of its own and met guys like Cy and some of these other guys that just by chance we were tailgating next to each other. You know, you're there 5-6 hours before the game and there's only a couple of us in the parking lot. You kind of meet each other and 25 years later, here we go.
Wow.
Wow, that is definitely an interesting story. And I've heard a lot more. You guys are definitely some fanatical fans and have had to sacrifice a lot to you know, be a part of the Cowboys Nation and to just really show your fandom. Can you share some of those stories and some of the sacrifices, family, money, things of that nature?
Well, real simple. I'm still waiting to build my house.
Wow.
Well, explain that.
Explain. That's the story I was referring to.
That gets into the real plot of this film and the fact that, but when you start way back, it's just a matter of that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know, from day one, whenever I'm working on just what I'm going to do during the day, I start planning on Monday for my, you know, the work on Sunday, which is tailgating for the Cowboys.
And again, going back to the house payments and things of that nature, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have my priorities, you know.
Wow.
Especially with the move, obviously with the PSLs and the added expenses of being a go-to-the-game fan now. And it's not just me. It's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Cowboy fans that you have to put more aside to be a part of it than what you used to. And call it big business, the way the world's going now, I don't know. But, yeah, there's a part in the film, I save aluminum cans from the tailgate parties. And it's not huge money, but it'll pay a tank of diesel at least. So go from there.
Tell us how things have changed going from Texas Stadium over to Cowboys Stadium. You talked about the money. There's more money involved having to tailgate and to buy tickets over at Cowboys Stadium. Just try to go into the differences between tailgating at Texas Stadium and now over at the new Cowboys Stadium.
Well, obviously, starting many years back, ticket prices started going up.
Right.
And I believe my final season at Texas Stadium, I want to say, for a fact, my season tickets were $129 a piece. Uh-huh. And going to the new stadium, oddly enough, my season ticket price actually went down $4.
Okay.
So my season tickets are $125 a piece. The other side of that, though, is I have to purchase a PSL.
How much is that?
My PSLs, it's $12,000 per seat. And I have two seats. And then my brother has two seats kind of down in the corner, and his PSLs are only $5,000.
All right, I'm going to ask the common fan who I have no idea. Is that one lump sum payment? Can you pay it out? How does that work?
It's financed. You can finance it. Unfortunately, I'm not a very rich man like all you guys in radio. But
you're talking to you, Elvis. He's not talking to you.
From your lips to God's ears, okay?
Yeah, okay. Glad we heard that. The real simple thing is I told them I'm not a rich man, and they allow financing.
Allowed. I like that.
Well, you can finance it.
They're making money on it, too.
And it's like financing a house.
Yeah.
I put mine on a 30-year note. And it will just, I'm probably not going to be around in 30 years. I'm old and beat up. So, I don't really care what happens to my seat after I'm gone. But I'm paying a little bit each year, and I'm happy with it.
So my guess is the tailgating continues, correct? It has not stopped. It goes from Texas Stadium to Cowboy Stadium, right?
Correct.
And you still load up with food?
Now,
you pay for all that?
Yes, I'm reimbursed. I mean, the fans, our group that comes to our tailgates, it started out where they would all bring a little bit, but it's kind of hard to cook a brisket, at 7 o'clock in the morning to have ready at noon. So they started giving me here's $20, put this toward the fund. So I have a donation jar or a tip jar.
And that's cool.
It works out real well. I mean, it truly is a family, and everyone that comes to our tailgates know that, come and contribute and be a part of the party.
Speaking of size, speaking of Tiger, speaking of Johnny Mars, the movie's called America's Parking Lot. When does this debut? When can you go see it?
We played Saturday at the Angelica. We played tonight as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tonight at the Angelica at 5:30, something like that. 5 o'clock at the Angelica. It's our last screening in Dallas, probably until preseason. We're working out now ways to bring the film back to have it run during the football season so everybody can come out and enjoy it again.
Well, I think it's very cool. I mean, there's a lot of people that – it's funny because I went to a University of Texas football game about 3 years ago that I had not been to a UT game since I left college in 83. And I totally forgot what it's all about. I was blown away. It isn't just a grill and a truck.
Right.
It's flat screen TVs and satellite dishes and guns and trucks and geese and chicks and alcohol and ribs. It's awesome.
I mean, any red-blooded American boy is going to like coming to tailgate. I mean, that's what it's all about.
All right, so the movie's called America's Parking Lot. Where is the Angelica Theater at for those that don't know?
It's a Mockingbird station. It's,
75 and Mockingbird.
75 and Mockingbird, yeah.
Fantastic. So anybody that wants to go check out the movie, go check out America's Parking Lot. And if we want to come see you guys during this next Cowboys season, where would we find you guys?
Come to Lot 4.
Yeah. Lot 4.
Lot 4. Gate 6 is now Lot 4.
Okay. Do we look for the cowboy hat or do we just smell for the ribs?
Probably a little bit of both. Yeah.
You'll definitely see his trailer out there.
And like I say, if you come and you leave hungry, it's your own damn fault.
That's right.
That's a nice hat you got on up in here, Sidekick.
I got one just for you.
Really?
Yeah, in the truck.
I don't know if many people around my way are wearing those, but I will definitely accept
you
it.
You would look good. You need one.
Have you guys? We all remember how that final game at Texas Stadium ended, that loss to the Ravens.
Do we have to? Oh, that was a kick in the groin.
See, the reason I bring it up, I interviewed Michael Irvin 3 months after that game, and he just, I asked him about it. He just starts shaking, and I don't even want to talk about the Cowboys. He was visibly upset.
He gave it up.
Have you guys gotten over that?
No.
You know, and I just jump in, is that, you know, that I, in my mind, I had that whole thing scripted out, because what people also remember is that we were right in the thick of the playoff hunt. We needed that win to get in the playoffs, but it was the last game at Texas Stadium. You got to win that game. I mean, we got to win it, and hell, we're going to beat it. We're going to beat the Ravens, no problem. And the way we lost it, and that it was heartbreaking, devastating.
Only thing worse than that was opening up the new stadium with a loss. Welcome to the Cowboys of these days. Yeah. We better get better. Cy and Tiger, thank you so much. Best of luck. We'll look for you in Lot 4. And Johnny Mars, America's Parking Lot, Angelica Theater tonight, 5:30-ish?
5 o'clock.
Get there before 5 so you can get your tickets, because it's going to be sold out. That's for damn sure.